like to do something different this week. I'll do two short thoughts, one on Parshas Matos, and then a separate one on Parshas Masse. In Parshas Matos, we have the story of the Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven, and from these psukim, we learn out of the halachos of how to make a correct tenai, a correct condition on a transaction, that the transaction has to be, there's the rules that the condition that you make, the tenai that you make, has to be done according to a mayor, it has to be tenai kofel, you have to say both the positive and negative elements of the impact of the condition on the transaction. If I do X, then the transaction will be true. If I do Y, the transaction will not be true. You have to say it in order of the condition before the maisa. You have to say the positive before the negative. The condition has to be in one element, and the transaction is in a different element. One of the halachas of Hilchos Tanoim is the rule that the Tanai has to be before the Maisa. So all of the Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, understand that means when you speak, you mention the condition, and then you mention the transaction that you're referring to. If you give me $1,000, I'm selling you the car. If you don't give me $1,000, I'm not selling you the car. So we're discussing the Tanai is what you should do, and the Maisa is referring to what the transaction will be. The Rambam has a different understanding, and he says that the phrase Tanai Karim L'Maisa means the actual transaction itself, not the discussion of the transaction. So the person has to say, if he's going to give a get conditionally, which we don't do, parenthetically, we do not do that nowadays. If a person were giving a get conditionally, he would say, if you give me $1,000, and then he'd give her the get. Then this get is a good get, and he would give her the get. And then he would say this, so he would do the actual action as part of the transaction. And the problem is, what's the source for the Rambam? This is a discussion in the Rishonim, etc. The Rabbi there immediately disagrees with the Rambam and doesn't understand like that, etc. So comes along Reb Chaim Brisker, and Reb Chaim Brisker says, that's from these psukim. The whole source for the idea of Tanai and the Maisa is from this parsha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a section of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Gilad, to the Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Dibur is the equivalent of receiving it. It's not like human beings where they discuss something, there's still a separate thing which has to take place. So the Rambam understands that the source is referring to that you speak out the condition and then you actually transact the transaction as opposed to discussing the transaction, because by Kodesh Baruch Hu, discussing the transaction is the same thing as having it happen already. The Havtacha that the Rishonim gave to the Avos, there to sell his hours, the Gemara says that the correct understanding was it was really belonged to the Avos, it belonged to Klai Yisrael from that moment on. Maybe with some conditions that were supposed to happen. But the point is, the Bershom's Dibur is Kili Yasuya. So we live with that Havtacha, that Bershom's Dibur, whatever he promises to do, whatever he says he will do, in Klai Yisrael's mind, is Kilu, he, Asuya. It's as if it's totally done. Have a good Shabbos.